My name is Craig Lewis, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to this 9th episode of Hymn Sing Radio, presented by the Salvation Army's Music and Gospel Arts Department. It is a chance for us to join together and enjoy some great hymns. In our episodes, we have had lots of Canadian content, such as recordings from concerts at Roy Thomson Hall and other various Canadian artists. But this next song is the first time we have heard a truly Canadian hymn. William Ralph Featherstone was born in Montreal, Quebec, in 1846, and lived there his entire life, dying at the early age of 27. Here are words that seem more mature than his age. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. In mansions of glory and endless delight. You have to wonder if he knew his journey on earth would be short. Our next hymn is Simply Trusting Every Day. It comes from the pen of Edgar Page Stites, who lived from 1836 to 1921. Stites was a direct descendant from settlers who came to North America on the Mayflower. He was a key member of the Methodist community that founded the Ocean Grove Camp Meetings in Ocean Grove, New Jersey, a place that would become quite popular with the famous hymn writers of the late 1800s. We will join with the Hendon Songsters from London, England, for this pleasing rendition. The Salvation Army has its own long history of hymn writing, and this next song is an early example. "I'll Stand for Christ" was written by Frederick William Fry, one of the very first Salvation Army bandsmen. Fred was part of a family quartet with his father Charles and two brothers that provided support for founder William Booth's outdoor evangelistic campaign in Salisbury in England. They were part musical support and part protection squad for Booth. The Fries continued to travel the country, helping to form local Salvation Army bands, Fred arranging, editing, and printing music for their use. He wrote a number of hymns, which are still in the current official songbook. A few years later, he became private secretary to Booth, touring European countries. Subsequently, he joined forces with William Booth's son Herbert, who was put in charge of the work in Canada. Another Canadian connection. Here is "I'll Stand for Christ."
I'll stand for Christ alone.
I just love that story of the four Fry men out providing both the music and the muscle for William Booth. Maybe it's because I come from a family where I was one of four sons, and I can imagine us four boys out with Dad doing something similar. Or maybe it's just that as humans, we relate to stories in meaningful ways. Jesus himself understood the power of a story, or parables as they were called in the Bible. He even discusses why he uses parables with his disciples. Here are some selected verses from Matthew chapter 13. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables. Then the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered them, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand." All these things Jesus said to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable. This was to fill what was spoken by the prophet, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world." Our next hymn explains this in song form. "Tell Me the Old, Old Story" was written by Arabella Catherine Hankey in the mid-1800s. She was associated with the group led by William Wilberforce, and she would teach Bible classes for shop girls in London, no doubt using the power of stories. Let's join with the children's voices from the Salvation Army's Belfast Music School in this wonderful hymn.
Thank you.
Our last hymn is an old spiritual that gained popularity in 1957 when recorded by English singer Lori London with the Jeff Love Orchestra. We are going to join with the Canadian Staff Songsters, supported by the Chicago Staff Band, in the beautiful Edmund Chapel at Wheaton College in Illinois for He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. Some songs just make you smile. I'm Craig Lewis, and this has been Hymn Sing Radio. God be with you till we meet again.